Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brody Chandler. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Anything I long for while I was in the water, swimming against tides with torture, take it in a stride, laugh it off, take it on the chin just right, don't be too loud or too quiet, but I got all this fire.
And I see it clear with every passing of each year, I deserve to be here. And every time I fall, I crawl back like an animal. My focus is powerful.
And so is ours.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It is The Breakdown. And there was only going to be one song kicking the show off this week. Return of Self-Esteem, Focus is Power. The first single to be released from...
Boom.
Steve's having some physics problems on other side of the table.
Ignore me. Carry on.
Shall I carry on?
Sorry, I haven't dropped in yet. Yes, go.
Mm-hmm. First single from A Complicated Woman, which is out on April the 25th, although Mother, which has been part of the tour set
for
over
that.
2 years now, is on there as well. Nadine Shaw's on the album, Sue Tompkins from Life Without Buildings, Munchaud Sonelli as well. She's headlining
A different song to the one that...
Yeah. Headline in Ended Road.
One of the days in Ended Road, yeah.
And I'm sure, I mean, that date on Tramlines Friday, the special guest.
You think?
Just a little bit more likely to not be Richard Hawley.
Yeah.
And Self-Esteem now.
Yeah.
Hopefully. That's kicking the kicked the show off today. We have an album of the week this week from FKA Twigs. Is it FKA Twigs? I was having a discussion.
What else would it be? For Twigs?
No, just Twigs.
Just Twigs. Oh, I see.
The FKA.
FKA Twigs.
FKA Twigs. a new record from her. There's new music from Tongue, Mogwai. In fact, new albums.
New albums from Tongue and Mogwai and Dilettante. And also, what was the other one?
Well, I've got Charm School as well and Laundromat Chicks as new albums. And there's new music.
There's new music. Yes, there is.
There's plenty of it. Plenty. What are we having next?
Let's have a new track from Das Coolies, who are 4/5 of the Super Furry Animals. They've announced a new album, Pando, coming out on May the 9th, and a single this week. Previewed that. It's called Som Bom Magnifico, and we will follow it with a short track from the Jasmine for Tea album.
From last week's Album of the Week.
Indeed.
This is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You sang about a tall girl at the time, but I was her like a Venus in furs with a halo. You sang about a tall girl at the time, she was me. How different things would be if I'd said so. Feeling.
Jasmine Fatih and Tall Girl from last week's album of the week, which was called You Are the Morning, and still is called You Are the Morning.
Still is?
Mm. Didn't quite make the top 100
no,
in the charts.
101 it went in at.
So what I said was true.
Yes, you did. Yes. I did not realise that FKA Twigs had only had two albums before. You Sexua. Is that how do you say that one?
Did you not think about how you're going to say that before she came to the studio today?
No. You Sexua.
I think it's You Sexua.
You Sexua. Yeah. The previous one was Magdalene in 2019 and LP1 from 2014. Ah, okay. I thought there was a few more on her dance card than that.
Some mixtapes.
There are, yes. And they count, don't they?
Oh, there's only one.
It's just one. As EPs, that doesn't matter.
If Wikipedia is to be believed.
Doesn't matter. You Sexua came out yesterday. It is going to be our album of the week this week. It's certainly going to play two songs from it, maybe even three. We'll start off with this, Room of Fools.
Dancing.
I got some wonky magic in that one. Rumour Falls by FKA Twigs from Eusexual. The album out yesterday, her third. She has some dates at Rough Trade record stores. I guess they're just sign-ins, though, because it's saying her first tour dates close to Sheffield is in Manchester. At Aviva Studios on the 18th of March. And then she's got a couple of dates in London as well. There'll be at least one more track from that later on show. But she beat today to the album of the week slot, both Tongue and Mogwai. Which one are we going to have?
We'll have a bit of Mogwai, shall we?
Mogwai. So,
how many albums have Mogwai had? Give you one either way.
11.
Bang on.
Is it?
This is the 11th studio album, not including sound. Is it including soundtracks? No, I don't think it is. Not including live albums or compilations. So yes.
Okay, 11. Okay. 11.
The Bad Fire is the name of it.
Please,
we've played, this is the unreleased hat trick. We've played two of the singles that have been released so far, I think. Maybe it was one. Don't ring it just in case. We don't know what will happen if we're wrong.
We'll check afterwards.
We'll check. Yes, but this is a track I've gone for. It's called Hammer Room. I think we better come back after this as well, because it's a big one.
How big?
Well, it's 5:16. By Mogwai standards, it's a diddler. But
well, I could play a little one from Laundromat Chicks.
That'll work.
From their album Sometimes
Possessed.
Let's do that.
Let's have 7 minutes of music and none of us talking.
Thank you. this is Cristina Quesada, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
This will go away with a little exercise.
How do you know?
This will go away with a little exercise.
How do you know? Do you enjoy watching my life fall apart? I know you'd rather fix another broken car. You live off my boring.
Two new releases there from the opposing ends of longevity, I would say, because Modern Wife, 30 years in, an 11th album. This Something Fire? What's the fire?
It's the Bad Fire.
The Bad Fire. Mm. Oh, we don't want one of them.
We don't.
Don't like a bad one. We heard a track from there, which I don't know the name of, but it was great.
It was Hammer Room.
Hammer Room. I do know that the one you just heard, Laundromat Chicks, from their album Sometimes Possessed. How Do You Know? It's a track you've just heard. They are a quartet from Vienna, led by, listen to this for a name, Tobias Hammermuller. What a name. What a name. Clearly fan of C86 and Sarah Records. Sound there. Great album. Only, I think it's in and out in less than half an hour. Let me just check. I know you like these details. Yep, 29:41. You like that, don't you?
I do. I'm sure the listeners
good,
do.
Good, good, good. Yes. Okay, let's carry on. My Trouble 7 is going to come up after probably after your greatest editing
achievement
yeah. so far.
Jeffrey Lewis is releasing a new album, The Even More Freewheeling Jeffrey Lewis, on March the 21st via Don Giovanni Records. He's also playing some dates in the UK, including a stop in Sheffield at Yellow Arch Studios in May. And this track came out this week. It is called Sometimes Life Hits You. And see if you can spot the missing words. Fill them in for yourself, if you like.
I'd have a nice life with coffee and friends you can call. Could have a Shakespeare collection and might have read them all. Could have a family that made you nicer than some folks had. Could have a family that you made that isn't so bad. Well, you can build up your armor against what life brings. You can dodge when life kicks, and you can duck when life swings. You can outsmart all sadness and outfight with the best. But sometimes life hits you like a chisel to the chest. Then you say, ow, that hurt. Something sometime that makes you feel like you're dying. You're gonna have yours, and I'm gonna have mine. Could have a nice home with flowers and cool
love and wishes, cute kittens and puppies and tropical fishes. Well, you can quote from philosophers or Bibles or songs that find hope in the hopeless and find right in the wrongs. You can wear art and wisdom like a bulletproof vest, but sometimes life hits you like a hammer to the chest. Then you say, ow, that hurt. Ow, that hurt. Ow, that hurt. Someday it's just your time to feel like you're dying. You're gonna have yours. Got through and enjoyed it, oh, but somehow you, yeah right, you're gonna avoid it. Well, you can buy full insurance against fire and theft, and you can zig to the right and you can zag to the left. No bad health, bad breakup, or bad luck or death, but life will hit you someday somehow like a chainsaw to the chest. Then you say, ow, this hurts.
The single version and the radio edits, breakdown radio edits of Sometimes Life Hits You from Jeffrey Lewis. The album version's 5 minutes and 4 seconds. How many more F-bombs are in that?
Got time for that.
Yeah, and the album's out in March.
Okay, Treble 7 time. I'm going first this week. Later on in his Treble 7, which clocks in at 6 minutes and 59, you're going to hear a new single by Courting and then something from the Sassy Hire album. Sassy Hire played in Sheffield last night.
They
and
did.
Were delightful. Their album, Take You Somewhere, came out in November. I'm going to play you a song named after their cat, Crayon Potato, in the middle of a Treble 7, which will start with a London band who I think getting a first play on the breakdown. It's their third single by a band called Cardboard. There's four of them. And their single is called Wouldn't Let You Realise, which is about seeing a friend of yours manipulated, being manipulated, and wishing you could do something about it. Maybe you should.
Maybe you should.
Cardboard, do something about it. So Wouldn't Let You Realise kicking us off. And we'll be back in 6 minutes and 59. You just relay it, or will you realize?
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
To The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Can we split off in groups of two? Yes, first Trouble 7 of the day completed, and that was Courting. After You is going to be from their third album, Lust for Life, or How to Thread the Needle and Come Out to the Other Side to Tell the Story, is out on March the 14th, and they are touring at the end of March, beginning of April, getting to Sheffield at Yellow Arch on the 5th of that month. So it's Courting in April and Jeffrey Lewis in May at Yellow Arch.
Yes,
Dublon next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Before Courting, you heard Sassy Hyer, who played in Sheffield last night. From their Take You Somewhere album, it was the album version of Cray and Potato. There was a demo version from an EP in 2021, but that was the full version of the song. And before, something from Cardboard, Wouldn't Let You Realise. What you got now?
What have I got now?
What have we got?
Longish one for me. Well, it's 4 minutes. It's not that long. But compared to a Treble 7, it's big.
It's long.
It's a new artist, the third new artist of the show this afternoon, which I've been meaning to play for a while. I know regular show tipster Trev Elkin is a big fan of Canty, a London-based musician. Been releasing music for a while. There's a mixtape coming out at the end of this month called Dim Binge. And this single came out this week called, no, sorry, last week, I believe it was, called Scent Marks.
Walking through the dream, yeah. Joy and sorrow walk with me, yeah. I'm so to the bone, I find all the phone. I know
Canty, and St. Mark's from a mixtape coming out at the end of this month called Dim Binge.
Right.
Yes.
So
you kept thinking that finished when it hadn't.
I did. It did. But it has definitely finished.
Definitely
now.
Finished now.
That was last week, wasn't it?
It was.
Mm, something else we didn't play last week is the new single by Skunk Anansie, An Artist is an Artist, co-produced by Dave Sitek, from That TV on the Radio. No word of an album yet, but there is a tour in March and April by Bang Rock City in Nottingham and O2 Apollo in Manchester, the closest to Sheffield. They did play in Sheffield, I think, last year.
I think they did.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got to have my finger on the mute button here for a couple of moments, but great song. Really good song. We'll double it up with something else. What have you got? What have you got?
Wait and see.
See what follows on from this.
Listening to the breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
Maybe I was jonesing for a good time, fell for any loser with a good line, but I'm making my way right up. Oh, there's any sneakers in the tall grass. And I can't quite explain. You don't know.
That is the closing track on the brand new album, second album from Dilettante, the recording name of Francesca Pidgeon, Leeds-born musician, also in BC Camplights band, or certainly was. That's called The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of, and that was inspired by a recent rewatch of Twin Peaks, so I thought it was appropriate to play that.
Very nice.
Recent sad news.
Skunk and Nancy before with An Artist Is Not an is an Artist. An Artist Is an Artist. Into the last 10 minutes of this hour, three more tracks to do, and the first of them is going to be by Chloe Keisha, who had a brilliant EP in November, spawned one of my favourite songs of last
year.
Mine too. She's back already with a new single called 21st Century Cool Girl, and it sounds very much like this.
I dream about the girl I used to be, under the bleachers where I cut my teeth, till all the silly boys in filthy cars, they left their scars, they cut me deep. It's just like you walked straight out the set of Dawson's Creek, said I was cute and I could barely breathe. That has a place inside a teenage magazine. Now this could be hyperbole, but I'm afraid I might die if you're not holding me tight. I'll be your 21st century cool girl. Baby, I'll forever be tragically insecure.
Tragically insecure. be yours.
Hi, this is Catherine Woods from Cheerleaders, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
That is a track from a brand new EP from Magana that came out yesterday on Audio Antihero. The EP is called Bad News. That was Half to Death. Magana is Jenny Magana, who is Mitski's bassist and backing vocalist.
Good details. One more song in this hour. It's Dana Shevskaya, Kermit and Gyro, follow-up to to Scrooge, and from an album coming out later on this year. We'll be back at 4 o'clock with a classic, which we're ticking off the list.
You timed that perfectly, and now you've just ruined it.
I've just carried on talking, haven't I? Here's Kermit and Gyro.
Once. When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellation.
I've pressed the wrong button there, haven't I?
I think you have.
That was Built to Spill.
I thought it sounded different.
Dana Shevskaya, you can edit this out, can't you?
Absolutely.
What was I worth to you? Of course I forget. And a move in the sun, like a tree frog, I've begun to change colour. I'm a different kind of reptile now, like a bug looking for a cover. Do I whip my arms around, swim harder? At least I know we had a good shape our feet left in the water. You're so smart when you sit next to me, but you never stop moving your fingers. That's how you know you had a good time. That's how. Get you.